Miracles do indeed happen. The Tigers actually won against Cleveland. Nico Goodrum scored in the bottom of the eighth inning for the game's only run in Detroit's 1-0 win over the Indians at Comerica Park last night. Goodrum doubled, advanced to third on a bunt, and scored on a sac fly by Robbie Grossman. The Tigers and Indians close out their four-game series this afternoon at 1:10, a 12:50 pregame show on New Song Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. St. Louis avoided being swept in their three-game series with the White Sox as the Redbirds blanked the White Sox 4-0, and the Cubs won for the fifth time in their last six games with a 4-1 victory at Pittsburgh. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia beat Washington 120-95. The Sixers lead the series 2-0. The New York Knicks take a 2-0 series lead on Atlanta with a 101-92 win. And Utah tied their series with Memphis at 1-1 after winning Game 2 141-129. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the New York Islanders eliminate Pittsburgh in six games. The Islanders win 5-3. Tampa Bay knocks out their in-state rival Florida with a 4-0 victory over the Panthers. Tampa wins the series 4-2. And the Minnesota Wild have forced a Game 7 in their series with the Vegas Golden Knights with a 3-0 victory. Michigan freshman center Hunter Dickinson has decided to enter the NBA draft, but he says he's leaving his option of returning to school open. Notre Dame has announced that they are expecting full capacity at Notre Dame Stadium for football this fall. The university says students, faculty, and staff are required to be vaccinated when they return to school this fall, and they're working with the St. Joe County Health Department to determine if any further protocols will be needed. In minor league baseball, West Michigan beat Lake County 1-0 on a walk-off balk in the bottom of the ninth inning. South Bend beat Fort Wayne 5-3, and Great Lakes beat Lansing 5-2. High school sports and baseball, Battle Creek Lakeview sweeps a doubleheader with St. Joe 6-3 and 12-2. Lakeshore sweeps Lloyd Norris 5-0 and 14-5. Pawpaw split with Kalamazoo Hackett. Pawpaw winning the first game 8-1, and Hackett wins game number 2 10-9. Brandywine all over Marcellus 20-2. Buchanan with a sweep of Three Rivers 15-0 and 16-1. In softball, St. Joe sweeps Lakeview 10-7 and 14-8. Lakeshore with a sweep of Lloyd Norris 17-0 and 16-2. Kalamazoo Christian and Bridgman split. Bridgman falls 5-2 and then wins 5-4. Brandywine with a pair of wins over Marcellus 13-3 and 10-2. River Valley takes two games with Eau Claire 18-4 and 16-0. Bloomingdale sweeps Fenville 17-16 and 18-9. And Hartford with a sweep of Colon 12-4 and 4-0. Girls soccer districts in Division 2, Lakeshore over Niles 8-0. Pawpaw beat Edwardsburg 3-1. Vicksburg over Sturgis 8-0. And Plainwell beat Battle Creek Central 8-0. In Division 3, Buchanan over Constantine 3-1. Three Rivers beat Brandywine 9-1. In Division 4, Hartford beat Bangor 5-1. And Waterville blanked Covert 3-0. For more sports and scores from last night, and a schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on the station's website. With your sports update for Thursday, May 27th, I'm Dave Wolf.